This is a heart practice introduced by Joan Halifax called Strong Back and Soft Front. And so find a posture that is comfortable and at ease. Gently be aware of where your body is touching the earth, seated on a cushion or seated in a chair, back resting against the back of the chair. Noticing where your feet are resting, perhaps on a cushion or the floor. And your arms and hands relaxed and at ease, resting on your legs. And for a few moments, enjoy your breathing. To meet the difficulties of our lives and also to meet the expansiveness of our lives, it does seem we need two things. We need a strong back. It is not easy to be in this world, and we need a strong back. We need a capacity to stay, to be present for what is difficult, and to stay for that with equanimity. But that won't be enough, because we also need a soft front to be receptive, responsive, compassionate, and loving. Indeed, we usually have it the other way around, very protective shell around the chest area or the heart area to keep the world out, and a collapse in our backs under the weight of things. So this practice, this meditation, is of a strong back, open heart. So again, as you settle and you're coming into your body, the posture is the meditation, and even the word posture, notice we start trying to do something, to make it happen, to make it right, or to get it right. And so relax and see awareness happens all by itself without much effort. Draw attention to something simple, like the sound of my voice. And as you attend to this sense door of sound, the sense of listening, hear other sounds also occurring. There may be sounds in the home where you are. It may be sounds of the road or the outside. Simply notice they're just coming up and showing themselves and fading away. Now let attention become a little more subtle and just noticing, maybe you become aware of the silence that is also there. Indeed, all sounds rise up out of silence, known silence, and return to silence. Silence itself is really undisturbed. Let yourself come to rest in that silence for a moment. See what qualities you notice about it. Open, receptive, having any edges or boundaries. In that same openness in sounds, sensations of the body arise and are known. First, large sensations of the feet, floor where the body is touching, or cushions, but also a little more subtle sensations inside the body. Notice experiencing different areas where tension may be held from the inside, such as the neck or shoulders. Notice the tingling or pulsing. Move down to the awareness in the hands. Where of the hands from the inside? Again, a tingling or a pulsing sensation, perhaps. Now move that awareness to your heart area. The heart beating or tingling or pulsing, again, not working so hard, just a natural awareness of recognizing this activity, this aliveness in that openness. You become aware of the breath, not the thought of the breath, but the direct experience. Various sensations such as the inhaling or the exhaling are experienced in particular parts of the body, perhaps. Maybe noticing as the breath touches the nostrils or the expansion of the diaphragm or the ribs. Or perhaps the whole body breathing, arms and legs breathing, aliveness. Just awareness of the aliveness of the whole body. Now check briefly what is the quality of the mind and heart right now. What is the attitude of the mind? Calm, quiet, agitated, bored? Look everywhere so nothing is left out. Now draw your attention to the back, the full length of your spine. Not trying to make anything happen, just noticing the full length of the spine. And breathe into your spine. Appreciate how vertical, strong, and flexible and conductive it is. Rock gently from side to side as you settle your posture. The strength of your spine allows you to uphold yourself in the midst of any condition. You can remind yourself of this strength by silently saying, "Strong back." Your mind and your back are connected. Feel the sense of uprightness and flexibility in your mind. Stable, supportive, balanced. You can feel that capacity to meet anything, almost physically, in your back. Strong back. Because we have that support, because we have the balance and the stability, we can then open. And so we have a soft front. And we can feel the front side of our body, its capacity to open and receive. Receptivity is a facility of love, does not exclude anything, nothing left out, a sort of vulnerability and transparency, is open, receptive, caring. Strong back, soft front. Strong back, soft front. It is hard to open without that support. Without the openness, we just become rigid. So we need both. Strong back, soft front. Now notice if the mind conditioned to drift into thinking is drifting about. Just notice when you do and gently bring the mind right back just sensing the nowness and the here-ness, listening to the sounds that are actually happening, relaxing with the inflow and the outflow of the breath. Just relax and trust the awareness. Strong back, equanimity, support, stability, naturally arising, soft front, open, receptive, caring, naturally arising. These practices of the heart help us to grow qualities often called the four immeasurables. The qualities of equanimity, love, compassion, and joy. We contemplate them in turn, allowing a period of silent reflection for each one. The aim is to generate a sincere feeling of these qualities in our hearts, and to allow that to extend outwards into our lives. Equanimity is the even-minded attitude toward all beings and events. It is an attitude of complete openness. It is unconditional, free from any distinction whatsoever. We are living through times of great turbulence and suffering. We open our hearts fully to the world, into whatever thoughts and emotions arise within us as we do so. With the profound attitude of equanimity, we extend love to all beings. We open ourselves to all those who are caught in the cycle of violence and horror, to those who have inflicted violence, and to those who are the victims. We meditate on compassion with great energy, filled by our love for all who are swept away on the ocean of samsara. We open our hearts to all beings, nearby or far away, who are living in fear, who are undergoing unthinkable hardship, who are racked with pain, who are consumed by hatred. May they be free from suffering and the root of suffering. And in joy, no matter how inconceivable the suffering, whatever arises is cradled in the space of compassion and wisdom. For the benefit of all beings, at limitless in number as space is vast, we arouse the wish that everyone may be attain true and complete enlightenment. And so words similar to these may arise of, may all beings enjoy happiness and the root of happiness, and may they be free from suffering and the root of suffering, and may they not be separated from the great happiness that is free of suffering. May they dwell in the great equanimity free from passion, aggression, and prejudice. Namaste.